Thank you, Carl. And as we approach 10 minutes before the hour, we'll take a break. When we return, we'll talk with former Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James about today's Senate hearing, where the future of the nomination of General Lloyd Austin to become Defense Secretary may be determined. So stay with us. It's First Light. We are now at 8 minutes before the hour as First Light continues this Tuesday morning. Well, the Senate Armed Services Committee appears ready to approve a waiver today allowing the nomination of retired General Lloyd Austin to be Defense Secretary to continue on to the floor for a confirmation vote. General Austin retired from the Army 4 years ago with four stars on his shoulders. And the problem is, there's a law saying anyone serving as defense secretary must be out of service for 7 years, and that's to maintain civilian control over the military. But that law was just waived 4 years ago for General James Mattis. And there are senators now who say that even though General Austin is well qualified to run the Pentagon, they really don't want to weaken that law, and some may vote against the nomination for that reason. Let's explore this issue as we welcome former Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James, who served in that capacity 2013 to 2017. Great to have you with us on First Light this morning.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
So you heard the setup. We have a law on the books, and this will be the second time in just 4 years from one administration to the next that we are waiving that so that General Austin can be confirmed. So if the waiver is passed, which seems likely, and he becomes defense secretary, which is likely, does that pretty much at this point render that law moot?
Well, I think, Michael, it certainly suggests that the law ought to come under review. And as you say, first things first, they're going to consider Lloyd Austin's nomination, and there must be a waiver for that nomination to go forward. So that's first things first. We need a confirmed Secretary of Defense, and clearly General Austin is the choice of President-elect Biden. But after that, I think it's fair game and quite appropriate that a law that was first passed in 1947, when the entire world was different, it has had one update since that time, but probably the time has come for a fresh look. The question on my mind, and the reason why I think this law, it's fair game to let's review it after, of course, we get him hopefully approved by the U.S. Senate, is what's magic about 7 years? In other words, if you're out of the military for 4 years, does that not make you civilian enough? And why? And who says so? Based on what? So this is where I think the original law from 1947, which said 10 years, that was a swag. And somewhere along the line, Congress and the administration at the time decided that 10 years was perhaps too much. Let's amend it to 7. And again, that was years and years ago. So maybe we need a fresh look. I absolutely believe that we need civilian control of the military. And I would remind, Michael, you and all of the listeners here today, the ultimate civilian in charge of our military is the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States. So there's always civilian control. General Austin, even though he did a career in the military, has been out for 4 years. He is a civilian. And indeed, the position I used to hold, Secretary of the Air Force, Secretary of the Army, Navy, these are all civilian positions. The fact that he served in uniform earlier in his life, to me, that's a plus. That gives him a broader experience. He's extremely well qualified in all ways to take on this important position.
You said what's magic about 7 years? Would you support fewer years, or do you think it just doesn't matter and the law should just be discarded?
You know, my take is probably fewer years. 4 or 5 years certainly seems adequate to me. If you go back in time, why did Congress in the year 1947 put in place this 10-year rule? Again, it has been since reduced to seven years. I think the answer is they did not want a knee-jerk reaction coming out of the top leader of the Pentagon to immediately use force, to immediately go to war. After all, this was right after World War II. Another world war that was supposed to be the war to end all wars. Of course, we know that that was not the case. They didn't want sort of that knee-jerk reaction. They also didn't want an officer or an enlisted, for that matter, who had spent his or her entire life in one military service coming on board to the top echelons of the Pentagon and perhaps swinging too many decisions in favor of that one service. General Austin, Lloyd Austin, doesn't fit that bill in any regard. He's had very joint experiences, so he's not just steeped in the Army. He knows a lot about the entirety of the joint force. He knows a lot about the interagency. As Secretary of Defense has to work with the Secretary of State, with the Secretary of Homeland Security, the entire interagency of the United States government, he's got that experience. And very importantly, he's got many, many ties to heads of state overseas. He's a coalition builder. That's another key role for the Secretary of Defense. And he has that from his experience as the commander of Central Command. So to me, he's got all of the pieces. He's got this one somewhat of a controversy because a waiver is required. But to me, again, I come back to what's magic about 7 years. He's been out 4 years. To me, he is plenty civilian.
It's obvious that since this nomination to be the Pentagon chief is still in the committee in the Senate, it's not going to get to the floor for a full vote in time for tomorrow at noon when President Biden takes office. So we will be without a defense secretary, at least for some time. I don't know how long a time it's going to be. Hopefully not long. But is that a problem? Because these are perilous times.
Well, in my opinion, it's not a problem if it's a day or two. There will be an acting secretary. The current deputy secretary of defense will fleet up and will be the acting secretary. So if this is the case for a day, it's probably okay. And it was probably unavoidable. But the U.S. Senate, really the entire Congress, has, for the most part, throughout our history, put the Defense Department, the State Department, several of the departments that are very focused, Homeland Security is another one since its inception, they have made every effort on a bipartisan basis to advance those nominees very, very quickly at the time of a change of administration, change of power, for precisely this reason. You don't want to ever let your potential adversaries around the world think that your guard is down, that no one is in charge, because it can be very dangerous. So adversaries should not think that. We have a system of government that is proceeding. And just because there's a person who's in charge for a day or two, don't ever think that you can take advantage of the United States of America.
One last question as we run out of time here this morning. What can you tell us about General Austin and the job you think he'll do as defense secretary?
He's just a person of extremely high integrity. He's a quiet professional. You know, he's not the type that's going to go leaking to the press and trying to gain advantage vis-a-vis some colleague. You know, he just gets it done, and he cares deeply about the men and women, including the civilians who serve in the Department of Defense. So I think he's going to be a fantastic leader.
All right. Deborah Lee James, former Secretary of the Air Force. Thanks so much for being with us on First Light this morning.
Thank you.
And we are out of time now for your Tuesday morning First Light. Thanks to producer TJ Coutini. I'm Michael Toscano. We'll be back here tomorrow morning, so stay vigilant to stay safe, and we'll see you then.